I would like to call to order our first meeting of House Legislative Administration. And from what I understand from Susan, the first meeting in 10 years. Is that right? Okay, so we're under time constraints here just because we all have 3 o'clock meetings. So I would just like to begin by, first of all, I just want to, we've all gone through rules and all the other committees. And so if there's anything in the rules that you object to, I would ask that you just let me know now so that we can discuss it. Otherwise, I'm going to ask for a vote to adopt rules. Well, I know that. I'm going to give you a chance. No, that's my fault.
All right. You're fine. You're fine.
Sarah's new.
So I'm not following my call to order here. So please silence your cell phones. If you must take a call, please step outside of the committee room. If you wish to give testimony, please sign in at the door, providing your name and affiliation, if any. Please note that the information in your testimony is public record. The following bill has been scheduled for hearing today, House Bill 90. So, Sarah, please, would you take roll?
Chair Rickey.
Here.
Vice Chair Cuff.
Here.
Vice Chair Dunwell.
Here.
Representative Abbott.
Here.
Representative Burgley. Representative Dohm.
Here.
Representative Galt.
Here.
Representative Hamilton.
Here.
Representative Lenz.
Here.
Representative Noland.
Here.
Representative Perry.
Here.
Representative Pearson.
Here.
Representative Weber. Representative Zolnikoff.
Here.
So, Sarah, we have a quorum.
We do have decorum.
So we will proceed then. So back to the rules that we have in our hands, and we've seen them before because I think they're the same rules that guide all other committees. Are there any objections to adopting the rules as they are in your hand? And if there's not an objection to adopting the rules in your hand, I would entertain a motion to adopt the rules as you have them.
I'll make that motion, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Representative Cuff. So it's been moved that we adopt the rules as we have here. So all in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Thank you. We're moving right along here. So let's just take a moment, and I want to start with Representative Lenz, and let's just introduce ourselves. I don't need long introductions, but so we can kind of know who's who.
Representative Dennis Lenz, House District 53, Far West Billings and North Laurel.
I'm Jim Hamilton from Bozeman, House District 61, east side of Bozeman out into Gallatin County.
Wiley Galt, House District 30, big chunk of Central Montana.
Alan Doan, House District 36, Dawson and Weibo Counties.
Kim Abbott, representing House District 83 here in Helena.
Hi, everybody. I'm Representative Marianne Dunwell. I represent Helena and East Helena, and I also have the honor of being vice chair of this committee for the minority.
Mike Cuff, Representative House District 2, the Northwest Corner. Happy to be here, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Representative Cuff. My name is Vince Rickey from Laurel, and I just appreciate the chance to be able to chair a committee. So, thank you.
My name is Daniel Zolnikov. I represent west part of the Billings Heights. Thank you.
Gordon Pearson, House District 78, Deer Lodge, part of Butte, part of Anaconda.
Zach Perry, House District 3, Columbia Falls.
Mark Noland, House District 10, which is the greater Big Fork area, and I cover two counties, Lake County and Flathead County.
Then I think also I would like to have our secretary introduce herself, please.
Thank you, Chairman. My name is Sarah Fleming, and I am from here in Helena.
And Susan, before you arrived, I was said I must have persuasive powers to be able to have the head of the legislative committee on this, but so please introduce yourself.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name is Susan Byrith Fox. I'm the Executive Director of Legislative Services Division, and feel privileged to be able to staff this committee with you.
Thank you. So I think this isn't working. So, Representative Bennett, are you ready to present your bill?
Does he need to gavel?
Excuse me?
Do you need to announce the start of the hearing?
Yes, I do. Thank you. I'm going to open the hearing on House Bill 90, a bill for an act entitled An Act Requiring Interim Committees and the Environmental Quality Council Adopt Rules That Allow Committee or Council Members to Vote by Proxy. Okay. Representative Bennett, would you like to begin?
Thank you. Mr. Chair, members of the House Legislative Administration Committee, my name is Bryce Bennett, and I have the honor of serving the people of House District 91, which includes the Rattlesnake Valley, downtown, and university neighborhood of Missoula. Today, I am bringing you House Bill 90 on behalf of the Legislative Council, the bipartisan body that governs the legislative branch over the interim. So, Mr. Chairman, before we jump into the bill, first off, I did some research in preparation for our meeting today and found out, and I think it's a little bit longer than you mentioned, that this is the first bill to be heard by this committee since March of 2001. So I'm excited to be with you to breathe this rare air today. So members of the committee, this is a simple bill with one sentence being added to our statute. On page 2, line 7, we are adding the following language. Each interim committee and the Environmental Quality Council shall adopt a rule that allows an interim committee member or a council member to vote by proxy. So this would be a change from the current practice that allows individual interim committees to determine whether they use proxies, and if so, what sort of proxies they use. And I'll explain why this is an important change. So during the legislative session, every committee adopts rules that allows for proxies to be used. That's sort of the way that we do it during the actual session. We universally do this despite the fact that everyone has moved to Helena to commit themselves to showing up every day for every committee throughout the session. But when we leave the Capitol and return to the hectic lives we each have as a citizen legislator, we often do not follow that same path. Some committees allow for proxies while others do not. It is the desire of the Legislative Council to fix this problem and finally recognize that sometimes life happens over the interim. So unlike the legislative session, interim committee meeting dates are spread out over many months, which can be hard to schedule in advance and take place in direct competition with critical work deadlines, family emergencies, and things that cannot be anticipated or planned for or avoided. These problems are additionally exacerbated for members of our body who live especially far from Helena. So passing this bill will ensure that all members of the legislature can continue to be an active part of this important work that our interim committees do, even when our lives back home pull us away. So I do want to be clear, because I know there's a question that comes up, that this is not a get-out-of-jail-free card so legislators can ditch their interim committee meetings. Our statute already has strong language in 5.5.212, which states, if an interim committee member misses more than two committee meetings or hearings without just cause when the legislature is not in session, the member is considered to have resigned and the vacancy must be filled in the same manner as the original appointment. So the expectation remains that people will show up in person and vigorously engage with the work being done by each interim committee and council. This bill simply allows legislators to continue to participate if they cannot make it to a specific meeting. So I look forward to a good hearing on this simple and straightforward bill, and I would reserve the right to close. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Representative Bennett. Yes, so Representative Bennett assured me that he had several proponents, but I see no proponents, I see no opponents. So questions from the committee, please. Representative Nolan.
Mr. Chairman, for the one and only Mr. Bryce Bennett.
Mr. Chair, Representative Noland.
We don't do this, what happens?
Mr. Chair and Representative Nolan, we will stay with the current process where interim committees individually decide if they will allow for proxies or not allow for proxies. So we will have a bit of a hodgepodge that's not consistent throughout the interims.
Mr. Chairman?
Follow up?
Continuing? I guess it's along those lines. That's what happens now, what you just explained. So if we do nothing, it's hodgepodge in I don't know if it's whose opinion, Legislative Council's opinion. And this just tidies it all up, that we're all going to allow proxies. It'll no longer be up to the committee, because we're making that decision, correct?
Mr. Chairman and Representative Nolan, yes. If we were to pass this, all of our interim committees and councils would allow for proxies, so it would be consistent no matter what committee or council you were on. In the legislature, we would still go through the normal process where people would be able to vote committee by committee, but this would make this uniform for our interim committees and councils.
Thank you.
Any other questions of Representative Bennett? I have one, please.
Fair.
Representative Bennett, what brought us to this spot that we are now? Something occurred that made you feel that you needed to correct something.
Well, Mr. Chair, and I want to be clear that this is on behalf of the Legislative Council. So, yeah, this is not just my perspective, but the perspective of the many members who make up our Legislative Council. And for those of you who have not had a chance to be part of that, the Legislative Council is made up primarily of members of leadership of both councils. And we got a lot of support from people who've been on committees, whether it's this interim or past interims, where proxies were there or they were not there and people weren't able to participate in some of those situations. So, you know, we felt that as opposed to leaving that in the discretion of individual committees, that we should recognize that life comes up during the interim in a way that's much larger than it does here at session, realizing that we're all here, we're in the room, it's easy to participate here, but when you're back home and you have jobs and you have family emergencies that come up, it's helpful to ensure that every committee has that opportunity to use proxies.
Thank you. Representative Doan.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. A question for Representative Bennett, please.
Mr. Chair, Representative Doan.
Mr. Chairman, Representative Bennett, you said you had strong support for this bill. I just wondered where they were today.
Mr. Chair and Representative Doan, I think that, you know, this odd time and this very exciting committee just made it difficult for the hundreds of people that had expressed an interest to being proponents today.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Yes. Are there any other questions? Yes, Representative Nolan.
Mr. Chair, is this live? So comments that are said are la hundreds. Okay. Thank you.
Representative Hamilton.
Mr. Chairman, a question for Mr. Bennett.
Mr. Chair, Representative Bennett, Hamilton.
Excuse me. Mr. Chair, Representative Bennett, you said that, or it says in here that certain committees are covered by other statutes. What about special committees? Would this apply to special committees as well?
Mr. Chair and Representative Hamilton, I believe that the way that this is worded is that it would specifically deal with the interim committees and the councils that are covered, but I don't know when it comes to the special commissions that were created last time around sentencing and a series of other things. I don't know if it would apply to them, but I would defer to staff on that. I know for sure it covers the committees and councils.
Thank you.
Are there any other questions from the committee? If not, Representative Bennett, would you like to close, please?
Yes, Mr. Chair and members of the committee, once again, thank you for the opportunity to be here. I will get to tell grandchildren from years to come that I got a chance to present in front of the Legislative Administration Committee. So I do very much appreciate that. This is a bill on behalf of the Legislative Council. It is people who have been around at the legislature for a long time and have a sense about how we can improve the process. And this is one of the things that I believe we unanimously moved forward from our council. So it's an opportunity to ensure, no matter how far you are, no matter what comes up in your life, and certainly we all know that things do come up in our lives when we're away from the Capitol, that you can continue to participate and have your voice heard as part of the decision making that goes on in interim committees. So I would certainly urge you to pass. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Representative Bennett. So this closes the hearing on House Bill 90. So that is the only bill that was scheduled today. I'm going to get you guys out on time. I would just like to say that the way that I have it scheduled, we're going to have another hearing on Representative Bennett's House Bill 100 on Thursday. And then I want to do executive action on next Tuesday. And all the times are going to be at 2 o'clock or immediately after the session. So since we did pass these rules, and this is what this hearing was all about, if those three dates that I just gave you, if you're not going to be able to be here, please give your vice chairs the proxy. Oh, yes. Sarah's going to get them. Thank you. So she's going to hand out proxies now. So if you're not going to be here, please make sure that your voices or your vote is given your proxy. So any other questions before I close the hearing? We're all good? Okay. Meeting adjourned. Meeting adjourned.